On our morning show today, we're going to be talking about the Giving Voice Choir here on WRCO and some other topics. Pam Kohlberg, dementia care specialist with ADRC of Eagle Country, serving Crawford and Richland counties, is our guest. Later on, Christy Thompson will be here talking about how she's involved as a volunteer. And we also have a guest on the phone today, Mary Leonard, co-founder of the Giving Voice Choirs. Well, Pam, first of all, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning to you. Hope you're doing well.
We are doing awesome. So you came to me with this idea, you know, for this coming to Richland Center probably over a year ago, didn't
right.
you?
I think it was September. I went to a conference and I happened to talk to Mary and Kathy at a table and was like, musical choir, you know, Richland County has the longest running band, you know, at the high school. It has the concert association. It has the Performing Arts Council. I was like, we are music, right? Right. We have community choir. So I was like, what a great place to have music that includes people with dementia, because we know music is good for your brain, but we also just want people to feel welcome to come out in the community no matter what condition they're dealing with.
So you kind of had a just a by chance meeting with Mary initially, didn't you?
Yeah, it was at the Hope and Light conference, which is coming again in about 2 weeks. It's a conference for people with dementia and their caregivers to kind of give them voice. So when I saw this choir that said Give Voice Choir, I was like, that's the direction I want to go, is I really want to honor the people that are, you know, kind of dealing with a disease that they didn't ask for, and give them. And I love, you know, it's funny, I don't sing well, but I like singing, like many of us, so I could go and mouth the words and everybody else could sound good, right? We all did that in middle school, right?
Lip sync, yes.
Yes, there you go.
How about in the car? Do you sing when you're driving down the road?
Oh,
sometimes?
Only when, yeah, when playing a song. Yeah, sure. I'm learning country music, you know.
Joining us by phone today from Minnesota is Mary Leonard. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Phil and Pam.
Good to have you on the radio with us. Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about this, how it all began, when it all began.
Sure. Well, it began in 2014. A friend and I, over a glass of wine, she had arts background, and I had previously been the executive director of the Alzheimer's Association in Minnesota, North Dakota. We decided we wanted to work together and do something different. And one day across our desk came this picture of a woman, the Julie Andrews, dancing across the Alps. The article was about people with Alzheimer's who benefited from singing familiar music. And it was a study out of Helsinki, Finland, that said when people sang with their care partner over a period of time, that they had all these benefits. And so this research was just coming out about how singing was like a fireworks for the brain, like it improved memory and cognition and balanced emotion. And we said, well, what if we start a choir? And that's exactly what we did. We're sort of like the little rascals, like, hey, let's come on, Sparky, let's start a choir. And that's exactly what we did in 2014. We got some initial funding, and we didn't know if it was going to work. But we formed a partnership with the McPhail Music Center here in Minneapolis, and we had about 24 people show up to our first rehearsal. And I knew in the first 15 minutes that it was something special. And it was special because the people with dementia who were experiencing 1,000 different subtractions in their lives were all of a sudden able to do something and be in community and belong and have something to look forward to every week. And it just worked.
Mm. How rewarding is it to know that it's expanded, it's branched out, it's not just something in your backyard?
Exactly. We started with one choir in 2014. We now have almost 80 around the country, including Canada and Australia. We developed a toolkit after our first year of doing this work, and that toolkit's been downloaded and used across the world to start these dementia-friendly choruses, just like the one we're starting in Richland Center.
Yeah, we can't wait. And it sounds like, Pam, you've had a pretty good response to it so far.
Yeah, we've been putting flyers around. I'm really excited about it. I think people love music. I was thinking that I used to like to look on YouTube and it said your brain on music and all areas of the brain light up compared to like thinking. If you think about something, it hits one area. But here it lights up all areas. So I couldn't think of something more joyful to do. And then once Christy Thompson tracked me down from some, you know, flyer I had somewhere and we started having a lot of fun scheming for it, then then I thought, this is a go. We got to make it happen. Yeah.
And Mary, you've had some grants that are available to communities as well, haven't you?
Right. In the last year, we started what we call the Rural Initiative, and it's in Wisconsin and Minnesota. So instead of letting people sort of find us, we actually started a program where we go out to rural communities and we offer seed grants of $5,000 and provide technical assistance and support and ideas and planning and help rural choirs get started. And we started five in Wisconsin last year, and we're in the process of starting four more this fall.
I'm sure you've seen lots of success and some stories behind the scenes, but I can't help but think about the documentary they did with Glenn Campbell and how amazing that was. And, you know, music was like the last thing that he remembered.
Yes, he's a really good example of someone who was able to hold on to that music part of the brain and perform and enjoy music and have it be a big part of the end of his life. And that's what we see with singing in our choir, is people are able to sing often until the very later stages of the disease and really enjoy it. And also it's really important for the caregiver of the person with dementia or cognitive changes to be part of that choir as well. So we're building that community, that coupling where they get to do something together, where they enjoy it. It hits a lot of different boxes as far as being a really strong project for people to belong to.
And people, of all abilities, right, in the choirs?
You do not have to know how to sing. You don't have to know how to read music. You can come and hum. You can volunteer and help with our cookie and coffee time. We try to create a very friendly community environment where everyone feels welcome and that they belong.
Mm-hmm. Slap your leg in time, whatever it takes, right, Pam?
Yes, it does. Yeah, we're going to do some movement, she said, also, like a warm-up with movement, and that's where you get me, music and dancing. I was just thinking of the project Music and Memories, Mary, where there was if anybody's ever worked in a nursing home around here, they know about that program where they would give people little iPods and help them listen to the music, you know, when they were about in their 20s, and that would help people kind of do, you know, guide them towards, you know, a shower or whatever it was. And the idea was that music lights up the brain. And so there's a famous video about Henry, a guy who they didn't think could talk, didn't talk for years, but when they played music and a song he knew, he started singing. So here he didn't talk, he didn't speak, but he could sing words, especially from songs that he knew. And so, yeah, we all know the power of music. If you've listened at all to WRCO, you know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very well said.
An important part of our project, Phil, too, is to have a community concert. So after rehearsing for 10 to 12 weeks, this group of people that come together sing for family and friends in a community setting. And you get to see the power of that music and how it transforms people's lives, and especially those with dementia, by being part of this choir. So I know Pam will have a lot of information about that concert when the time comes, but it's a really powerful way to see what's possible with living with dementia and living well with dementia.
Well, it's an awesome program, Mary. And about goals for the future, you know, I don't think you ever saw it expanding to like 80 choirs. Are you shooting for more here in the next few years?
We're doing a capacity campaign right now and hope to get to 250 in by 2030. So, yes, we call it global domination of dementia-friendly choirs.
love that.
And it's a lot. We hope to have one in every community because we know there are people living at home with dementia across our country, and they're isolated, and they're living, in a very with a very difficult diagnosis. And here's a chance to come out and experience joy, music, fun, be with other people in a very safe and welcoming setting.
Hmm. What makes you proudest to be a part of this, Mary?
Oh, gosh, it's people like Pam and these champions that see this choir and say, we're going to do that here, and then they make it happen. I am so proud of all the people that start these choirs. It's amazing.
And it'll be happening in Richland Center. Anything else you want to ask Mary, Pam?
No, I'm impressed. I didn't know you're part of the Alzheimer's Association, so that was super cool to hear. But yeah, and Mary's going to come visit us during our open house if folks want to meet her, or maybe during a performance in December. So there'll be a chance to meet Mary when she comes to good old Richland Center.
Look forward to it.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
All right, Mary, thanks for joining us on The Morning Show.
Thank you, Phil.
You bet.
Bye, Pam.
Bye. We'll talk to you later.
Mary Leonard, co-founder of the Giving Voices Choirs, and we'll be right back after this time out. Thanks to Mary Leonard for being our guest on the first part of the morning show today. Pam Kohlberg returns with us to talk about it. Just sounds like a really groovy thing here and that people are fired up about and a good response. And I'm just happy you can bring it to Richland Center, Pam.
Yeah. Well, what's exciting is that we're going to bring up Christy Thompson here, my queen of chaos here, that has gone around tracking people down. And I know people have a busy summer and a lot of churches are undergoing changes. And we were like, where are we going to perform? You know, performing arts centers under construction, you know, all these different places. So we're getting a little worried there that we had a place to go. And we a couple churches just offered recently. I really want to appreciate people's willingness to reach out and offer some places. We ended up going with the Grace Community Church. They're all on one level. They're very dementia-friendly space, and they've been super supportive. So this is the Grace Community Church that's out on Highway AA near the fairgrounds. But so they'll be hosting us. We'll be doing an open house there on August 20th. At 10 for people want to come and sing along a little. Doesn't mean they have to commit to the choir. You know, we won't put any ankle bracelet on or anything, but they can come and sing along, see what it's about, see the space, meet me, meet Christy, meet Mary, hopefully, and see what kind of what we're doing. So that's August 20th, but then we start September 17th. We run through December, and then December 6th, that Sunday around 1:30, we'll be at the Grace Community Church doing our performance. So it's a chance to form community. You know me, I love the word community. We'll do this forming a community together. And we have some awesome people with us. We have a young music therapist named Aubrey Ventis. She comes out of Grant County and she'll be our music director. So I'm sure she's going to have a lot of interesting things because she's a music therapist in addition to the music director. Mary Ewing will be our pianist, our accompanist, doing the music. And then we also have support from Joanna Mel, who's like a pianist as well. You know, if you know Joanna Mel, you know she's a power to be reckoned with, and she'll be helping support us in having this happen. So we just have a really interesting team of people who came together, you know, and got this going.
Mm-hmm. Christy, you heard us on the morning show one day and somehow got motivated, I understand.
I did. I was involved with a choir like this in Eau Claire. My friend Joan had received a cancer diagnosis and basically was dying of cancer. And she was involved with this choir, and we would come home from those practices and she would say, "This is the hour and a half a week where I feel normal." And so then we would sit down, and a lot of times after we had been there, she was talking about, you know, things that had been weighing on her mind. You know, how soon was she going to die? Was it going to be painful? Blah, 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 blah. All of these things. So in a way, it was kind of therapy for her. And I think of it that way because there were other people in that choir as well who... they didn't have dementia. They didn't have memory problems. But I can remember sitting talking to a fellow who had arthritis. And I said, "Well, how did you get here?" And he says, "Well, my wife drugged my ass here." And he said, "But you know," he says, "it's been good for me." He said, "I realized I can sit here and I can sing. And I'm not thinking one bit about how much I hurt. I'm just only able to focus on that bandwidth that involves the music and the singing." So, you know, your brain gets this little mini vacation because it can't focus on anything except that music. So I think that would be a really good thing for people to remember. It's not just for dementia, although that's the main purpose. But it's really... it's good for your brain. It's good for your soul.
You're not dwelling on the physical pain or the anguish or anything like that.
You can't. You just don't have room for it. Because if you're focused on something, you're seeing this. You've got blinders on. And that's all you can see. That's all you can focus on. And what a relief that is. Because think of how much stuff you have floating around in your head all day. And if you just have that, maybe it's 5 minutes at a stretch where you are able to just sing and that's all you focus on. It's just a relief. It's just this total clearing out of all the stuff in your head. And you're not thinking about that. You're not worrying about everyday things. You're not worrying about, oh, you know, I have heart disease and, oh, what does that mean? You're not thinking about I have cancer or I have Parkinson's or whatever it is. You're concentrating on this one thing, and that is taking up all the space. So I think that's a win.
Mm-hmm. You got involved and stepped up and...
Yeah, I did. I kind of felt like that was, you know, I had been seeing the flyers and then I heard you two on the radio and I thought, that is Joan saying, now come on, Chris, you can do this. Mm-hmm. Get it together.
She
Call
told me
the
that
number.
She decided God had been telling her to try this.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, my past experience working in nursing homes and dealing with dementia regularly, but not just dementia, dealing with all sorts of things. You've got all of these people who have issues. And, you know, my dad used to say, no one has an easy life. You know, you can look at it from the outside and think that, oh, their life is charmed. But you don't know what they're dealing with. And everybody has some of that. And so when you realize that and you just think, okay, well, you know, no one has an easy life, be kind to them because, you know, you never know when you're going to be on the receiving end, you know. So it's just one of those situations where I just felt like, you know, that was my nudge. Get in here and do this. You have the experience. You have the background, you know. Don't wimp out.
Are you going to be directing then? Or
oh, no. I am the chaos coordinator.
Right.
And there's I don't know what the technical term is. She gave me something, but, you know, it didn't seem quite extravagant enough.
I think we called you the walking phone book for a while. Because
you do.
Okay. Yeah. But like a project assistant or whatever. Because on a grant, you have to, you know, put formal language, and apparently, you know, mine had to be go fixed too. And so it was just someone to help, because I don't think I could have done it without Christy, because she literally tracked down. I know that there's a lot of pianists out there that used to play for solo ensemble. I know that there's, you know, people who could direct a choir, and, you know, kudos to the community choir we have now during the summer, who I think they have a performance coming up, that you know, you can do all that, but I didn't have the time to filter, right? Because I also have another full-time job. And so I really appreciated Christy going through and tracking down the people and asking and finding who was available. Because this thing is that we're doing it this, we got the grant to do it a session this fall. But there's no reason it can't continue in the spring if we got enough sponsors. So we got the seed grant, and seed means we planted something here. And then the hope is that it will continue. And there's several different other churches that stepped up and offered, you know. So I think we now, because of Christy's work, are going to be able to sort of move forward and not have to recreate the wheel. So I'm hoping that this sort of performances and that in December 6th will then lead to people, you know, coming and sponsoring, and maybe some sponsors throwing in some cash, and then we can continue it. So this is just the beginning.
Can we talk about times you're going to be practicing and, you know, goals and how that looks?
Yeah, so what it is that we want this open house on August 20th at 10 at the Grace Community Church for people to come and meet, register. They can always call me at 608-548-3954 to register. We do like people to register to know how many people are coming. Though the open house, anybody can come. So they come to the open house, they sign up, or they call me. And then we start practices September 17th. At 10 o'clock, though, we'll probably do some, you know, fellowship and snacks beforehand at the church. And then we go an hour and a half, because it includes some getting to know each other, maybe some stretching. And then we're, you know, so we'll meet from 10 to 11:30 from September 17th. It'll be every Thursday until December
3rd, and then that following Sunday, December 6th, we have a performance. People get to wear purple. That's the color for dementia. And we come together as a choir. So we're kind of like creating this little mini community, get to know each other. So the singing, yes, is fun, but it's also a lot of fun. Right. And so we're probably going to, knowing Christy, we're going to be horsing around, having some fun, some chaos. And then we have this sort of group that will come together to then perform on December 6th. So anybody's interested. Like I said, they come August 20th or they call me at the 608-548-3954 number and let me know that you're interested. But I really want to appreciate all the other church communities that we talked to and other people that we've talked to that have kind of, sponsored it. I would say Park and Rec, Jody and Jenna over at the community center really are the ones who said you should make this happen. Maybe the gym isn't the best place to sing, but they really got us going and got the flyers out and stuff like that. So, the fun begins August and September, yeah.
So you're looking for people with dementia, caregivers,
We're looking for anybody wanting to sing and have fun.
So there's no prerequisite there.
Right, So the idea is, Mary didn't get to speak to it, but there's something called the Giving Voice Choir kind of method. They have a way of setting up the music, so it's easy. You don't have to have strong memory to remember the music. We'll have it right there. You'll get this binder of the music that you get to take home and practice, sing in the shower if you want to. Some of us might need more practice than others, but part of the Giving Voice thing is that it's paired up. So I might be paired with Christy. We're singing together. I don't have to worry as much because I have sort of the singing buddy next to me.
You have a partner.
Uh-huh. Partner. So we'll have partners together. It can be people with dementia. It could be the caregivers. And we also just need a lot of community volunteers to kind of fill out. So this is not a program that you would see at a nursing home. This is for people in early stage. They might have something called mild cognitive impairment, which is not quite dementia. They might have some form of dementia. We're never going to ask. We're not going to talk about it. We're going to respect people's privacy. So this isn't, I'm not going to be doing any of my talks about dementia, but there will be some training for volunteers. So with it, if somebody's willing to volunteer, comes some training that we can talk about. But then we just are there to have fun and bond together as a community.
And I'd also like to just encourage people to consider volunteering. Just simply do things like, you can hand out the information. You can help set up a coffee time. You can make some cookies or bars or bring a cheese plate or whatever. Just come, participate, sit down, relax, enjoy meeting people and getting to know something and doing something that's part of a really good cause.
No pressure and just...
No, yeah. No. And it's just something where you can relax and enjoy it. You don't have to think, oh my gosh, we got to get this right because we're going on Broadway. Right. Well, we're not going on Broadway. we are doing this. It's for the joy of it. It's for the fun of being part of a group. It's that feeling of usefulness and togetherness and being a part of something bigger than just you.
Mm-hmm. What's the playlist like now? It's going to be a December concert, so is it holiday-related music, or have you just made the decision yet, Christy?
Well, I think it's going to be a little bit of everything, but generally what I have seen in choirs like this is, they stick with old standards, things that most people are very familiar with and know. You Are My Sunshine. Mm-hmm. Let Me Call You Sweetheart. Some of those kinds of things. Christmas music is, of course, that's the season. So you're going to try and add some of that in. Hymns are very popular and they're well known by most people. I don't know about you, but I can remember songs that I learned when I was in grade school.
For sure.
And, one of them is the Turkey Song.
The Turkey Song?
Yeah.
Would you care to sing that for us, or?
Not really.
I was really hoping. I was really hoping, because now I want to know what the Turkey Song is.
It really is a cute little song, but my sister and I, to this day, sing this every year on Thanksgiving. If I have to call her, I'll call her and we sing it on the phone.
Yeah, you can do that.
But my nephews look at us and go, the old ladies are at it again. Because but it's there, you know, yeah. That's back there in your memory bank, and it's not going away anytime soon. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're counting on. We're counting on those memories and those songs that are in your memory. You know, June would be great, you know, Take Me Home Country Roads.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
John Everybody Denver, knows that.
It's a perfect one. But you think about, you know, I always associate that with older songs. I was visiting someone in a nursing home not that long ago, and I'm walking down the hall, and I hear the Rolling Stones just blasting from some room. But then I got thinking about it, well, the Rolling Stones are like 80 years old, so
yeah, that's hard to
I guess it makes sense, right?
Right. We forget that, like, AC/DC is now, like, an old person song.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. And we used to say that in the nursing home when I worked there, is it's really the music people, when they're in high school, that, for some reason, is the time that your brain really remembers, right? And
true.
So I can find myself a song playing. I don't even remember the title of the song, but I'll start humming along, and I'll know the words will come to me, right?
Yeah.
Because music is so encoded in our brain with things. I do want to also honor the people that are helping us do this. So when we did the grant, Southwest Partners stepped up and is our fiscal agent, so they're holding the grant so that we can make sure to, you know, give money to the people that are really working hard to make this happen. So, kudos to them to kind of take us, because we couldn't do it. The ADRC is, you know, cannot hold a grant. We're in a government agency. But this is kind of held by the Aging and Disability Resource Center. I know we talk a lot here on radio, but it's due to the ADRC and Southwest Partners coming together that the rest of us can have fun and have a party. So I love one of the sayings on our flyer here. It says, no pressure, no auditions, just music, smiles, and good company. And I think that's really what we're going for, is just a time to be together. And so, like Christy said, it can be, you can be a volunteer and just hang out with us, and you know, we won't notice whether you're on key or not.
We need someone to just sit in the audience and critique. You know, no, we need them to say, oh, well, you guys need to shuffle this way, or you need to do that way, or
right.
You know, that song doesn't sound quite up to snuff.
Yeah. Well, and I think I'm really looking forward to working with Arby Ventis. I hope I'm pronouncing her last name. I met her because we do a SPARK program, which is an arts engagement program over in Prairie du Chien. So there I'm working specifically with people with dementia and their caregivers in a nature center setting, and we have a lot of fun there and laughs. And so I had met her there as a music therapist, and I think she really has a joy. I wonder, you know, my suspect she'll bring in other instruments than the keyboard, because she has an amazing, I'm going to have to show you this, it looks like a tambourine, but it sounds like the ocean. It's like, I would want this to somebody to do this every day before I go to sleep. So she'll have some amazing sort of, I think, ways to bring people out and new ways of doing music. So I think that's part of it. And then Mary Ewing has been very supportive as the pianist. Yeah.
August 20th, the sing-along open house. You've got some other things going on here that you'd like to talk about as well, Pam.
Yeah, because I think the idea that I hope people are getting anytime I talk is that, you know, it's good for us. We know that we're hardwired to be social, even if we're a shy, you know, person like Christy. We still need people. And so there we have the Men's Shed, which is sort of for men who might be feeling lonely or isolated. They can come out to the Lloyd Community Center. Wonderful group of people at Lloyd Community. I love being their partners. And that's every second Wednesday. So the next one is August 12th. Paul Pash of the Wheels of Time is going to come and talk about what he does. We had Steve Kolstadt last time. We've had used to start us out last March. And that has been a great response. I think one of the best things, though, is we get our we get lunch together after we have this great talk. It's more of a discussion than a presentation. We've had some really good presenters. We had the K-9 unit from the Sheriff's Department come. So we have this great discussion. The women get out of the way so the men can just talk. You know, they have time to talk. And then we have a meal together. And I can tell you the meat comes from Salt Wheels and Casanova. It is really good. So part of it is just, you know, the fellowship over a meal too. But really interesting group of people. It's a real mix of people from different backgrounds that come there. You know, it's not just farmers or people from Lloyd. It's from people from all around that come. People can get transportation from the ADRC. So if people need to register for that. So just like for the choir, we prefer that we know how many people to buy cookies for. Also at the Men's Shed, because we're having a meal. So there people call the ADRC at
608-647-4616 to pre-register for that, and that will be on August 12th. The other thing is, you know me, I love to talk about the brain and things that happen to it, and if you've ever been on the YouTube and Googled dementia, you will come across somebody named Tipa Snow. She's kind of hysterical. She's a blend between, like, a geroneurologist. She's, you know, a neurologist and a stand-up comedian at the same time. She just really knows how to speak to the condition of the over 100 different diseases that we happen to put under the label dementia, but there's over 100 now that they've identified. And it's just all different ways that our brains can happen over aging. But if you really want to know, what is it? How does it change in stages? You know, why does Alzheimer's can last 20 years? Lewy body can last like 7 years. What are the different changes? How does the different stages? But her whole goal is, don't think about what people are losing. Think about what people still retain, right? If they're still people who like to keep busy, if they're people who like to be mellow, you know, we need to remember that these are people first and that things change over time. So there's a class that she created called Getting to Know Dementia. It's a 6-week class, and we'll be doing that August 3rd through September 21st at the Viola Methodist Church in Viola from 2 to 4 on Mondays. So if folks want to join me there, you don't have to attend every class, but again, they can register at the 608-548-3954. And there's things like, what are the brain changes and shifts that happen in ability, looking at progression and see more than loss. That's what she calls her gems, right? We think of people as gems. And then new skills and building a support team. So that's happening Mondays in Viola. And so that'll be, again, people can register with me if they're interested, but it's happening Mondays in August and September. Then if people really like to get science nerdy like I do, the Alzheimer's Disease and Research Center, or what I call the other ADRC, has some great people. Nate Chin is a primary doctor there. They do a lot of research, and there's a lot. There is, you guys, I cannot tell you how much has been happening recently. So there's, like, it's what's next in Alzheimer's detection and treatment. People might want to know, what is this new blood test that can detect amyloid? You know, how does that fit? How do I, how do these treatments and identification? And so that's happening Friday, September 11th. People can register online. They can listen from the comfort of their own home. It's a webinar, but it's also going to be in person at the Crossing Rivers Hospital in Prairie du Chien. But I would highly recommend, if you're really curious about the science, these people are the scientists from UW-Madison that are known throughout the world for the work they do. So that's September 11th. They can call me if they have questions. And then the last thing is that we know that caregivers need support, right? When you're helping somebody through later life, and you know, we all change with aging, we know that it's hard. You know, I always say that aging is not for the faint of heart, right? But that also, if you're caring for somebody that gets a disease that kind of changes the way they perceive the world, changes the way they operate in the world, this person that you knew so long is suddenly acting different, whether it's a parent or you're a spouse or just a neighbor, a good friend, then you want to get some support, because it takes a village. No one person can do it alone. So we have a new caregiver support group in Prairie du Chien at the library there, starting next Wednesday, August 5th, at 10 a.m. in the Prairie du Chien Library. And so there's a support group here in Richland Center for caregiver support group. It's an awesome group. I think we have a mix of men and women, a really strong group, and that's on fourth Tuesdays. But if you're closer to Prairie du Chien, you can come to the Prairie du Chien on first Wednesdays starting August 5th.
Okay, you don't have to be a resident of that county, Crawford County.
No, or I will accept people. We have, actually, when I work in Prairie du Chien, we have a lot of people come over from Iowa. They cross the bridge and they see us. But and if I can put a plug too, if you're anywhere in that area and you're willing to drive to Prairie du Chien, you can cross the Mississippi and go to this Driftless Area Wetland Center. It's a nature center, and we do our Spark program there, and that's third Thursdays, and that is just a great group of people. We will try on fur coats. We will look at skink and tanks. We will, you know, make you smell flowers. It's a really interesting way of using nature as a way to get people to talking, no matter what condition you have.
always something happens. I mean, yeah. You have to check your calendar every day to figure out where you're going.
Well, I always try to make time for you and Christy, but yeah, I like to stay busy, as my husband will tell you. I'm not retiring anytime soon.
I guess.
But, yeah.
Boy, Christy, you're really looking forward to the upcoming Harmony and Hope Choir, I'm sure.
I really am. I think that this is a really good thing, and it's a necessary thing for a lot of people. You know, so many people just feel disconnected from the community around them, you know, either by circumstance or because they're feeling depressed or hopeless or whatever. If you're singing a song that makes you happy, you can't be depressed at the same time.
Yeah, very true. Maybe when you get all practiced up and everything, we'll have to feature a song from the choir on the morning show.
Oh, that'd be great. You know? If we could come sing for you, that'd be, I'll stand in the back.
Or we'll come there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Sounds good. Thanks, ladies.
And I just want to say, if anybody has any questions or if there's a small group, Christy and I are trying to get out. We're going to go see the Ministerial Association. We're going to try and visit some churches, visit some service organizations like the Lions and the Kiwanis, and anybody that will have us that want to hear more about this choir so they can help their membership maybe join, or they want to be a future sponsor, you know, in 2027. If there's people interested in hearing more about it and how they can be in the future, they can always call me at 608-548-3954, and we will come and talk to you about this.
Wonderful. Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. Christy Thompson, who is volunteering with the Harmony and Hope Choir, and also Pam Kohlberg, a regular guest on our morning show, dementia care specialist with ADRC of Eagle Country.